All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to another episode of your favorite podcast and ours, name pending. That's what's up, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so let's see. Should we continue the NP name contest? Do you think we've gotten enough submissions?
Yeah, I think I got a pretty solid one.
Well, I don't know if I really want to hear you guys'. Last week was okay, but I don't know.
Come on, I've been marinating on this, man.
All right, put all of our submissions into this one, so yeah. We don't have to think of our own.
Okay,
Caleb stands for all of us.
All right, don't disappoint. All right, the only one today. Caleb, what you got?
The Boss Cast.
The Boss Cast.
That's it. Voting's done.
Drop mic.
Okay, here's the question. What would our logo change to?
Just a picture of the Lonely Island.
I'm sure if we text Andy Samberg and just ask him permission, I'm sure he'd be fine.
We just put a tie around a D20. It's the Boss Cast.
Oh my gosh. That sounds like a dad joke podcast to me.
Come on now. We make a couple.
Alright, anyways, okay, so last week, I'm drawing a blank here. You guys died, right? And we started a brand new campaign, yes?
No.
You know.
No, okay, so last week we actually met up with an old foe turned friend? Question mark?
And neutral third party.
Eldwin's not convinced, but he's playing along.
I have no idea who this person is, so I'm just saying he's a child.
Yeah, we met back up with Pike, and apparently he is the one who is going to be porting you down the river. So that way you guys can potentially search for the secret hidden hideout of the Sacred Stone Monastery.
Sean Connery.
I had to get my Sean Connery out for that.
Would you like a martini shaken, not stirred?
I need to find somebody to have a Sean Connery accent. I haven't found it. Anyways, sorry. Before I get too, you know, blasphemous on that, Sean Connery decides to murder us.
He's like,
let's get going. So, you guys have all been given duties. Eldwin, what were you given?
You gave me the duty of looking out.
Okay, I understand that Wreck-It Ralph, you know, number two has come out, but we don't need to relive the jokes from one, okay? Yes, they were funny, but that was then. Okay, who am I kidding? They're funny now. Hero's duty. All right, so we had Eldwin on lookout. Luca, we had you on rowing, right?
Not if you wanted to go anywhere.
All right, no, we had you and Balfagor teaming up for lookout. And then we had our two strong men. You guys have to use your feet to paddle.
Wait, what?
Yep, you guys got to use your feet. No, I'm kidding, I'm kidding. You guys got a couple.
Are you saying that I can't use my feet for paddling?
No. We both just hang off the side and kick, and it turns into a speedboat.
Yeah, there we go.
So you guys are heading downriver. So a lot of it is just using the oars and whatnot in order to steer the boat, because there's no actual like rudder. So that's what's going to happen here. So what I need perception checks from our lookouts, and I need to straight.
Just kidding. It's 19.
And I need strength checks. Actually, three strength checks. We'll start with the first one, though, from our rowers. So, perceptions, what do you got? Let's start there.
I rolled bad, but Balfagor gets advantage.
I'm sorry, that got stuck in the tower.
And it got stuck on a natural 20, but rolled out to a 2.
Okay, that is a net 18.
Why are you guys always rolling so much? Randy, what was the purpose for you rolling twice?
So, because Balfagor is actively searching, he gets advantage on perception rolls regarding sight.
I forgot about that. That's right.
Yeah. So, Luca,
despite
the fact that she was assigned a lookout, she doesn't care.
Yep.
She's not actually looking out.
Yeah, so, she's having Balfagor do it.
Yeah, but Balfagor got a... Jeez, hang on.
I don't really know. I can see the 17 on top there. You pass the DC.
Okay. This is like 20...
You got something 24. Uber ridiculous, yeah.
So
Eldwin?
I got a mod 19.
All right. I'll out this time. So you guys, you're going to give a additional plus one bonus to the guys that are steering because you guys are able to see what's coming up ahead and relay it. Luca, whether you relay it or not is up to you, but, you know, Eldwin is able to relay enough. So, strengths, what you got?
I got a 24 mod.
Okay.
Net 20.
Okay, and the total is?
24.
Okay. That's with your guys' additional plus ones.
Wake coming off the boat.
I'm sorry. I can just imagine the grunts out of the.
If it's possible to pop a wheelie in a rowboat, we just did it.
I mean, you guys totally did. So you guys are able to very easily make it through a lot of these more narrow spots because you had such expert, you know, ability in seeing. So I'm gonna need another strength check from our rowers.
That's 11.
Mod 11.
All right, so you guys...
They used all their energy.
Yeah. I love it when the dice work that way. So you guys have spent quite a bit of energy at the top of this river, so you guys are conserving a little bit, and you guys bump in a couple times to some of the rocks and whatnot, not enough to do any damage. But just periodically here and there because you guys aren't able to quite control everything in the faster speed that's here.
At least we're keeping even with each other.
Yeah.
We're not like going in circles or something like that.
All right. So competition between us right now.
Yeah. So lookouts, give me two more perception checks.
Luca really doesn't care.
That is a mod 9 for Eldwin.
Okay.
Mod 20
for Balfagor.
Yeah.
All right. So, you guys are able to get and so from Balfagor, you guys rowers, you're gonna get an additional plus 2 this time because the river's actually slowing down just a bit. So, give me your strength checks. There's a handful of larger stones that are coming up right before the river really slows down and becomes a little bit more placid and easy to maneuver.
Mod 16.
Mod 7.
Keep up, alligator.
And that's with your additional plus 2s?
Mod 9 then.
Okay. And Bullis, do you need to edit?
Plus 2? Strength 4, plus 2 is 6.
Okay. So you guys are sitting there, and Baldrex, you're rowing so hard that you crack the oar.
The fat part
of the oar drops off and falls behind you. So you have just the skinny, the handle part of the oar in your hand. You are rendered ineffective, and Bullis, you are able to control enough, but you slam into this big rock, creating a big dent in the side of this. You guys start taking on a little bit of water.
Sorry.
But very slow.
Yeah. Can I put my foot over
or
it? Can I plug it with my toe?
Yeah, I mean, it's coming in extremely slow.
Okay.
And it's not going to cause any severe problems. You guys can hit land before it'll fill up, and you guys will be able to bail it out fast enough if need be.
You're welcome.
So, at this point, you guys have reached a very calm and a little bit more placid part of the river. It's still moving fairly swift. And I need perception checks from everybody at this point. This is to attempt to see the monastery.
Oh!
So, mod 8.
for Eldwin.
He's just so distraught over the note. He's thinking about it. He is holding Grok's letter a little bit, or at least he's thinking about it.
He's thinking about jumping overboard. Yep, I can fully understand that.
No, that's not what I was
Luca,
saying.
What was Luca and Balfour's?
So we actually both tied at a 25.
All right. Fair enough.
Yeah. No big deal. 25.
Yeah.
And competition brothers, what you guys got?
I got mod 20.
Really?
Yeah.
I got a mod 20.
Hey.
Hey, there you go. There you go. So you guys are all looking out, and Balfour Gore spots something from the air that, Luca, you weren't quite able to see immediately. He warns you, and as you round this bend, you see this cliff face that has been pretty much shorn completely vertical. So completely unnatural. And there are small holes in this vertical wall that, Luca, you're able to see are windows.
So only Luca's seeing this stuff, even though everyone but Eldwin can see?
Yeah, we got some pretty high numbers.
Yeah,
do we see it too?
Using your advantage on your perception check with your eagle eyes? Boo.
Bruh.
I'm sorry. I have not been able... I have not been using my eagle eye advantage.
It's okay. Part of getting magical items in Dungeons & Dragons is forgetting that you have them.
Yep, and never using them.
And never using them, ever.
Even all right, when it's so the most critical.
That's when you forget about them the most.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Or even better yet, sitting there and taking some very powerful magical weapons and giving them to people who are going to confiscate them from you. Eldwin. Love you, man. Anyway, so
fought that.
So Luca, you're sitting there, and you see the river itself leads into this kind of little bay kind of area where the water really kind of just calms way down and is almost still.
She's dead.
And from there is a trail that leads into an ever-narrowing defile between bluffs of wind-sculpted sandstone. They draw in very close to where you can't see any further into it.
Hmm. All right. I'm going to alert Balfagor. I'll say, hey, go tell people that we're there. I don't know. They probably can't see this. Hey, Sword. Hey, I got a question. Hey, you there?
Yeah.
Hey, so I think we're at the monastery. Anything I should know about this Renwick guy?
Well, from everything that I have heard and I have known, you're gonna have to look for his tracks. Sounds like he's been hiding for quite some while.
But he's here, right?
I mean, that's what the hillbilly lady said. So that's my best guess. He's gotta be here. Or maybe his phylactery will be. Or what did she say? Philately?
Yeah. I don't think she knows how to talk.
Are you standing close enough to hear this thing?
Yeah, can I perceive that?
I believe this is telepathic, isn't it, Luca?
I don't know.
Tell me, is it telepathic or is it audible?
I believe... Because there's really not a whole lot in the Hexblade that talks about, like...
It's your Hexblade.
Oh, okay. Well, it's the patron, right? The patron that I'm talking to. Like, I don't own him. He's the one giving me powers.
Yeah, but it's your connection.
All right. So. I think it's funnier if it's just her yelling at a sword. And
okay.
No audible response coming.
It's telepathic to you, but you're yelling at the sword.
Maybe I could talk to it telepathically, but I'm not.
So are you gonna see this?
So can we hear
all
just
you are all close enough to hear it.
Just standing up looking at Luca is kind of okay.
I mean, if you're gonna roll for it, no, you can't hear it, Elwood.
No, I just
I don't
rolled.
Care what you rolled.
I just rolled. I just wanted to roll. I didn't
just
roll
with it.
I just
so
rolled.
Alright, they're looking at us. They're looking at us like that, like we're weird or something. So, here's what I'm gonna say. Go find it. That lady is probably dumb. Go find Renwick, see what you can do. And when you are in a little bit more intimate setting and we don't have to, you know, do this weird thing, then you call me, okay? And we'll talk more then. Gotcha. Alright. Signing out.
Alright.
So at this, you know, so here's what we're going to do. That part, Eldwin looks over. Are you okay, Luca? But she's still listening to the sword. So, Luca, are you okay?
Huh, what?
Are you okay?
Yeah.
What?
Who? Are you okay?
Yes, I'm okay. Who are you talking to?
My sword? Don't you talk to your swords?
I talk to my axe all the time.
Yeah, ooh, see? Yeah. You're probably the weird one here.
It's okay, baby. No one's gonna hurt you.
Eldwin just kind of grips his sword a little bit. Kinda.
I bet he named it Elvie.
Can I stand Luca and walks off to look at other things.
I offer a giant fist bump to Luca. It's okay. Not the only one.
Yeah. Gives you a whitey high five to your fist pump.
All right. Yeah, respect. Yeah. I follow Eldwin.
Would you name your sword?
I have an axe.
Would you name your axe?
So did you guys, like, land?
Gave your sword, though, too.
Well, I mean, I went off to look for, like, I went to look at other surroundings, like, if we're not yet docked or landed. If we're landed, then yes, I went off, you know.
Okay, because I was about to say, Eldwin, you take two steps and you fall off the side of the wall.
We keep going and we hit the wall.
But, so, you guys steer as aptly as you can with only one oar to the shore, and you guys are able to backtrack. There's not really a whole lot going on here until you get to this pathway.
All right. You mind? Is it okay if I take the lead?
Sure. Yeah. You both are tanks, so.
You know what we're here for, right?
No.
Good. Let's keep going.
Okay. I'll take the lead.
I'll go right next to him.
All
right.
So I'm right after. So it's
Bolas and me.
Bolas.
Yeah.
Then Belgrax. I'm gonna take up the third.
I'm like to his left. No, to his yeah. I'm
so you can
right.
do that for a while. You can be directly off to his left for a while, but after so long, the walls draw so closely that Bolas, even you have to squeeze through it a little bit.
Let's just both angle ourselves facing the wall.
Are we just kind of like,
if
we're sideways, just scraping against us?
If you guys turn sideways, you guys will get stuck. And you both are aware of that. So you have to file back. One of you takes the lead. Doesn't matter who.
Child.
Because after a couple minutes, you guys fight over it, and eventually, Bolas, you win out.
Okay, fine, dude.
But you... Ha. You continue forward... You continue forward, and you find yourself in the heart of the hills, in a very hidden canyon, and you see a sprawling monastery with dark, narrow windows and red tile rooftops standing in the middle of this natural amphitheater, ringed by sandstone cliffs all around, and ahead of you is a weathered flight of stone steps leading up to the closed monastery doors. These doors are fairly plain, but are made of heavy timber with iron studs. There is a dusty footpath circling the building.
Before we do anything, I want to sing the Halo theme song here.
Hey, we don't own that.
So, Eldwin pulls out his bow and readies an arrow. Not just back an arrow.
Wow, you want to shoot a monk? You're gross. Let's keep going.
Bye, Eldwin. That's so mean.
By keep going, what do you mean, Luca?
I tried fourth with Buffy.
Fjord the door. Can we knock on the door? Luca knocks on the door.
So Luca takes the lead now?
Okay.
Yeah.
So you go and you... Boom.
Wow. Luca has boom. Big fists.
Yeah. As hard as you can.
You mean like... Bang. Bang.
Bang. Bang. And,
using all of my 8 strength there.
After about a minute, you see a small panel in the monastery's front door slide open. And there is someone wearing a golden mask peering out. This mask is fashioned in the shape of a scowling gargoyle that Bullis, you recognize. But the hand that opened the panel seems human enough. And from beneath the mask,
yes. what do you want?
Hi. The name pending.
No, sure. Don't tell him that.
I'm sorry.
Name pending.
Not important. I'm looking for man here. His name's Renwick.
Who's looking for Renwick?
Hold on a sec. I slightly pull out my sword. Hey, what do I tell him? I don't think I ever got your name. What should I tell him?
Tell him you're looking for Renwick.
Oh, you're no help. And I shove him back in the sheath.
It's so musty.
It's me. I'm looking for him.
And who are you?
Jeez, hang on. It's been like 10,000 years since I said my name. I'm Baroness Luca von Weiss. I'm looking for Renwick. I have some urgent business with him.
Well, I don't think Renwick's in.
Could you check?
No.
I like to tap Luke on the shoulder.
And what?
I want to kneel down so that I'm eye level with the eye slot. Right.
Listen. We're just here to ask Renwick some questions, really. It doesn't even matter if he's the one to come to the hall or if he steps out. We just wanted to talk to him.
So the panel kind of shuts real quick, and you hear muffled voices on the back on the back side of the door.
Did it work?
Panel slides back open. Renwick, you're looking for a mythical creature that has not been seen for many years.
Yeah, you heard me. I have it on good authority that he's here.
Well, we'll see what we can do. We don't know of any Renwick, but maybe the boss can give you some clues, get you off of our doorstep.
Yeah, do you mind if we go talk to your boss?
I mean, I'll escort you there, and we'll see what happens from there.
Thank you.
So, the thing slams shut again, and the door opens, and when it opened, it was another golden mask, but that time obviously a man's voice, but so.
Really?
The door.
What?
I know, right? So the doors open up enough for you to walk in, and as you walk in, they close, and as your eyes adjust to the darkness inside.
Or if you have dark vision.
Well, it's just bright light to dark light. I mean, come on now. So, but this hall is finished with very. This austere hall is finished in irregular blocks of dark basalt that form natural columns along the walls. The doors of the monastery's front entrance face south, while interior doors lead both to the east and the west. There's an interior courtyard lying just to the north of the room, which you can see through a pair of narrow windows. All right. So, if we are going to show you, there's a couple rules that we have to, that you have to abide by. You zip your lips, and you follow exactly where we go. Understood?
I raise my hand.
What?
What if we have questions?
Hold them.
Eldwin, he realizes he's been carrying this, like, this bow out, like,
oh, yeah,
semi,
you still have
semi-notched and stuff like, he's like, oh, unnotches and then stows his bow.
Can I make, like, a history check just to see if I recognize these masks from anything?
You can go ahead and make a check. I'm not sure if you would necessarily have.
I mean, I know them.
Yeah, but I don't know. You know that?
Do you tell us that?
Did you ever ask that?
How's a one sound?
You have no clue whatsoever. You think that they're just absolutely gorgeous, and they remind you of Stygia.
Nice. So, one other thing. Hey, Balrax.
Yeah?
Put something over that armor. It's gross, and no one likes it here.
Balrax cries just a little bit.
Single tear.
Get back in there, man. So I've just been kind of looking at everything. I haven't really been doing anything. Like, we walked in this pretty valley with Monk Monastery. I'm just looking around, walking the buildings, looking around. And Lucas said that mean thing, and I'm just going to ignore her.
Hey, I mean it. No one likes Simular here. I'm going to use two Majesty
points. I don't know how I can cover it up.
Is there, like, a tablecloth or something? I don't know.
There's no tablecloth, but there does happen to be a very oversized set of blue jean overalls lying in the corner.
No, that's a dead giveaway. No. Here, wear my tent. Just wear it. Don't ask any questions.
Is there any way to fight this at all?
Are you using suggestion?
Yeah.
No, there's not. So, not until you're more powerful, that is.
You saying I'm not powerful? Flex his muscles!
As gotta grow muscles you all on of a sudden brain. Find yourself wrapped in Luca's tent.
Yeah, that's better.
Like a toga.
You know, I don't look half bad in this.
All right, so you guys are led.
I'm gonna get my man must on it.
You guys are led through a corridor, and they're very strict about making sure that you guys are kept quiet, not really, you know, veering off left or right, but following in the exact footsteps that they take. And they lead you down the east hall, turns and faces to the north, and eventually comes up to a, you can see a set of stairs leading down. But they turn right beforehand into this other room off to the west of where you guys are at. And inside, you see a large room containing a wooden table. It's got four chairs around it, a small working desk, several macrame wall hangings, as well as a single...
Was that macaroni paintings?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Think of Archer.
Yeah. Okay.
What's her face? The blonde who's not really blonde.
Pam?
No, the skinny one. Who turns into the country. You know, she sits there. Yeah, why else do you think I don't do, you know, needlepoint?
Is that about the one that has brown hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's really a blonde.
Yeah, the receptionist?
Yeah.
Okay.
Forget her name offhand.
So you walk in and you see these macrame wall hangings, and there's also a single pallet on a low stone shelf set against the west wall. To the north is a barred window that looks out over a walled garden.
Is it singing? It's a barred window.
And this, there's a woman in this chamber as well. She turns around.
Oh my gosh! Look at you guys!
And turn around.
Elduin's eyes widen.
How's it going?
What's her name from Friends?
Oh, sorry. My name is Helen Ray. And like, oh my god. I'm so glad to see you.
Perception roll for exits.
There's one directly behind
16.
You.
You probably have to ask the monks. They were real particular about...
Yeah, there's an exit. It's back the way you came.
So what can I do for you?
I nudge Luca further forward.
Need 2 Brooklyn-style pizzas. Then we can go. That's all I needed. Thanks. Okay. I'm supposed to be meeting with Renwick here. Is he home?
Renwick? I don't know any Renwick.
Can I do an insight check?
Sure.
Can I do an insight check or an insight check?
Wisdom. Dang it. Why are these all coming out? 3.
Okay. Does not succeed. You know, you can't quite tell what's going on there. You know, something tells you that she really doesn't know, though.
All right. Well, my patron's not really being too helpful in this situation, so I'm not going to ask him.
He's shaking his hands during the show.
What do you mean you don't know him? He's supposed to be here.
Well, what do you need from Renwick?
That's private.
So while this is happening, I just want to quickly... sidestep over to Elduin, looking over towards Bolas and
banging his head repeatedly on the pillar in the center of the room. Okay, I'm gonna give you 1d20 bludgeoning damage. No,
no, I mean, so he's looking at both Bolas and Balgrax, kind of, you know, whispering to them. He's like, "Am I dead? Is this hell?
Hey, if you guys want to leave, you can. This really doesn't concern you guys anyway."
And the two monks that escorted you in, they just, you know, tighten up their formation right next to the door.
I don't think we have much of a choice, Luca.
Oh, I guess I should have ditched you guys at the door. Oh, well.
So, you're looking for Renwick, but you're not willing to tell me why. So why should I let you search for Renwick in my keep?
Well, in honesty, I'm not too smart at this, but if you don't have Renwick here, I mean, we wouldn't find anything in the first place, so if we search, it's totally non-harmful to you.
Yes, but there's these things called trade secrets that we don't want to get out, if you catch my drift.
Drift taken.
So, I want to, trying to think if they would know what a hex play is. Probably not. I'm just gonna say, alright, fine. I don't really like talking about it, but there's apparently an eye or a hand that I need from Renwick. I don't know if that's figurative or literal, but I need them.
We found the real one.
Elduin looks too much food. Looks at Luca while leaning over to Balgrax.
And he's like, what she needs is a good swift kick in the rear end, if you ask me.
So, you're looking for... First, you say you're looking for Renwick. Now you're looking for this eye.
Yeah, it's real complicated. All right, it's complicated. That's why I didn't want to talk about it. I need the eye and the hand, and Renwick is supposed to take me to them, or at least give me some help. Something about Vesna, I don't know.
Oh my gosh, Vesna!
Yes.
Why didn't you say so? She kind of snaps her fingers, and I'm gonna need everybody to roll for initiative as the doors burst open, and three more of these monks are gonna come running in.
What is up, MP Pod Nation? It's your boy DJ Volq, and yes, I got hit by that midwinter bug. That's why my voice sounds weird. I might sound a little out of breath. Yeah. So, don't worry about me. I'll be all right. Anyways, we got a little info for you here because you guys are in the middle of episode 965. Hashtag the Sacred Stone Monastery. Or, as I would like to call it, Sacred Schnapple Monastery. Anyways, all right. Leave my bad jokes at the door. So this week, I have a huge ask of you guys, and that is, please, 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 go and give us iTunes reviews. That is one way for people to find us and really get a hold of who we are and see your guys' reviews. They'll see that, and they'll say, hey, you know, so-and-so likes that, you know, okay, cool, let me check them out. So if you guys leave it, that's what they're there for. And I get it if you're not an iTunes person. That's totally fine. See if your podcast app has a rating review system as well. And leave us a review there and hit us up. Let us know. Email us at namependingpod@gmail.com and say, hey, left you guys a review. It's on this site. Boom. What? That's what's up. So just let us know. We'll give you a shout out in this section here. All right. So, you help us out, and we'll give you a thank you. Sound good? All right, sounds good to me. So, if you guys could do that, that would be absolutely amazing. Later on this week, I'm also going to be releasing the second portion of Tale. That is the D6 system that we aired right after Valentine's Day, created by Hans Eckernrod. And Hans, I'm sorry if I'm saying your last name wrong again. You know, it's those last names. I got one of them too. So I am sorry, my man. I'm trying though. Anyways, give it a listen. See if you like it. And if you do really enjoy what we're doing, if you like the idea, the concept of what he's got, go check out his website, worldoftale.com, and see if that is something for you. So, I don't really have anything else in it for you today here in this midsection, so I'm just going to say a quick thank you for our sponsors, Anchor.fm, Flipboard.com, and DiceEnvy.com. If you want your friends, your DM, your players to be envious of the dice you got, go check out DiceEnvy.com. We've got a link down in the description for you. They have wonderful sets, including Infinity D4, so you don't have the Lego moment in the middle of the night when you step in on your D4. Check them out. They have subscriptions for a year, 6 months, or you can get just boxes as you wish. They also have single sets of dice that are absolutely beautiful.
Mod 18.
You're welcome.
So, mod 11.
If we're starting a fight, I could have done that in the first place.
I'm going to say that, Balgrax and Eldwin are kind of
engaged in a silent conversation type, you know, throwing insults at Luca, you know, undertone breaths wise. So that's why Eldwin rolls pretty low.
Would you roll?
That's a long explanation to say Eldwin's not ready for this.
Well, I like to over-explain things. Why don't you get that? It's mod 11. It's not too low, but it's low enough.
Hey, I'm kind of close to you. I'm mod 13.
You're not Dolan. You're Caleb. What you got?
All right, so how many people are barging in?
There are three more of these monks coming in. What is your initiative, though?
Oh, 18 mod.
Eldwin.
That would be an 11 mod.
Randy?
13.
13.
Randy beat you, Eldwin.
You know what? It's okay, because why? I have a mod, bro.
Billy said 13 or
yeah, 11. I have 13.
My bro.
What point?
I can go before you if you'd like.
Okay, I guess. I usually like to go first, but I'll let this happen. Because you got us into this mess. How many did you die? Something like a lot. Seven. A lot. I wish I could look over, but you get mad.
So, question before, can I ask, well, I'm going to ask this and you can tell me yes or no or nope. Whatever. How far away are these guys?
No, like, no, they're already over dead. Okay.
Quick work.
Yeah.
I'll take all the XP.
Yeah.
No.
You're like, no.
You know what? Maybe we just let Luca fight them. I mean, she kind of pulled us into this mess.
Other one puts his hand around Bogrash's arm. Let's just back away slowly.
So watch what happens.
They may not think we're the aggressive ones. Just back away.
Luca's very passive. Very passive aggressive.
I mean, sometimes.
Because she won't get back to you physically, but she's like, okay, I'll just have your whole family murdered. And then they'll have you watch them die.
What do you think she's got a secret journal for?
You have a secret journal?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not really secret. I just.
What is
it? We know it's there, but it's written in infernal.
Is this a death note?
What does it have written in front of it? Death note?
First, I'll write names with my right hand. And I'll eat a potato chip with my left. I'll take a potato chip and eat it.
You can kill me once you retrieve this potato chip from my hand.
Yoink.
All right. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. So first up is going to be Helen Ray, and she drops the ridiculous little voice thing and is like, all right, y'all, if you thought that was my real voice, you're going to be screwed, because here we go.
It's a serious voice.
Yeah. Tell me. I totally did my updo too. Like, let me speak to your manager, y'all.
She went from like
immediately.
She went from Friends to Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
We gotta get the situation in here.
All right. So Helen Ray is her name.
Mm-hmm.
She is going to on Luca because you are the closest one to her.
I assume so. Yeah.
Talking face to face here. And this is a little bit smaller room. I'll get dimensions here in a moment for you guys after her attack here. She is going to make a multi-attack. And just to tell you how powerful of a person this is, she's going to take three attacks for her multi. Are you ready for this?
The three attacks hold on, like is the this... pins.
It is unarmed strike.
No, is this... An aberration celestial.
She is human.
Oh, okay.
She's a monk.
Okay, but maybe she's, I don't know, a fiendish human.
She's got a fiendish grin, but that's about it. So I don't think that kind of fits that description. So
maybe a ghoulish laugh as well.
An 11.
Miss.
I'm sorry.
My 14.
Miss.
17.
Oh, that one hits.
All right, so her third strike is going to connect, And
third strike.
1d10.
One of the best Street Fighters.
What?
Bro.
All right. So go ahead and take 10 bludgeoning damage as she smacks you square in the chest.
Backhand. Gross.
Chest.
Smacks you square in the chest.
Yeah, backhand.
Five star.
All right. So, next.
Never mind. You're good.
Okay. Next up, Caleb.
Ew.
What you got?
I don't like this person hitting the child of our group.
Oh, let me get dimensions here real quick. Sorry. Okay.
Not sure if he did
so,
it first.
All right. So, this room is going to be 20 feet squared. So, 20 by 20. 10 feet to the furthest southeast is going to be taken up by this table. So there are four guards directly in the directions. I'm sorry. I got to get my directionals in front of me.
They're all west of us.
But you said west.
Okay, so sorry. The table is taking up the southwest. And then in the southeast corner, taking up the 10 by 10 in that area are four of these monks. A fifth monk is directly in front of them off to the southeast corner of the northeast section. I will try to take a picture and remember to put these out there. And then we've got Luca directly facing off against Helen Ray, who is going to be my Grape of Wrath D20.
As long as you're not rolling it.
Oh, that's okay. I got my mini dice with me. And so it's just a flurry of movement in this area right now. It's just going to be crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, please just try to follow along here. We will do the best that we can to describe who's doing what.
Don't worry. We don't know what's happening either. Wait a
second.
We
have the dice in front of us.
Yeah. All right. So Helen Ray has taken her three attacks, her multi-attack, and hit Luca with the last one for like a billion damage. So, Caleb, that brings us to you.
I don't like how Helen is smacking around the child of the group. So, I want to charge in front of Luca and attack Helen.
Okay.
Can't go in front of me, but you can go to the side.
Yeah, you'll have to kind of move through your friends.
Excuse me, pardon me, excuse me.
Excuse me, pardon me.
It's only 20 by 20.
Oop, let me just sneak on by.
I got Expo.
That'd be great, Randy.
There's Liquid Expo, which works great on this map.
Ah, perfect. So you kind of move through your friends' squares, and you kind of skirt around, you know, everything that's going around. So, no attack of opportunity. We'll say you're good. What do ya got?
I rolled mod 27.
You don't get a roll that you dropped.
I did not drop.
Yes, you did.
I purposefully did that. I just made it look like an accident.
Quick roll 19 again.
I'll take it.
Kind of. That's permanent marker.
Perfect.
You got punked.
All right, what'd you get?
Mod 20.
Mod 20. All right, that will go ahead and connect with Helen Ray.
Six. 10 damage.
She has been oofed.
She has been oofed. I have booped.
All right.
Which was Billy?
I am.
And
coming in for the second. 16.
Yes! That's gonna connect.
You tried. Is that Max?
Wow.
Helen's about to feel it!
Helenor!
Ooh.
16 Ouch. Damage.
I'm really feeling it.
Oh, man, 16. Oh, that's broken.
Oh, wait. 17, I forgot to add the plus one.
Oh, you're using your plus one axe?
Yeah.
All right.
Make sure that goes to your two hit as well.
Yep. So don't forget to add it to your two hit.
Add it. Oh.
On your attack and damage.
Yep.
No, I already did.
Okay.
I added plus
so
one
17. Oi. You said 17, yeah?
Yeah.
Oof. Ouchies, ouchies, ouchies.
Don't smack around Luca without consequences.
You're gonna get all right. Hit.
So, okay, is that all you got?
Yeah.
You don't want to take no random third attack, huh?
I don't think I can.
Good.
I got that.
So, that is going to bring us to three, oh, the first you, three Jesus. Of our Sacred Stone monks.
I'm going to kind of taunt them.
So, they're going to take the...
They're jumping on the table?
Yep.
Darn ninjas.
It's getting a party.
They're all orangutan monks.
Oh, definitely. I mean, the gargoyle masks are in the shape of orangutan monks. I mean, in general. So, I mean, gargoyle. Yeah. So he's going to move up towards Bullis. So he's right in front of the table in line with Bullis and Helen Ray. And he's going to make a swingy swing with his fists.
Real quick, I want to roll. Yes, I want to help him out.
Okay.
Using a
discouraging thingy thing.
Haste.
Berating words.
Berating words.
I'm not looking at my sheet. Okay. So you'll get an extra three to your AC.
You should have seen the dance that Randy was doing here. It was absolutely amazing.
It was my memory dance.
Remind me.
Yes.
One attack.
One attack.
Okay. You wasted it because I rolled a 14.
Wow. All right, I'll double check.
Well, if the DM doesn't actually hit.
Like, legitimately, I rolled a 14 to hit.
Well, never know.
It's oh, sorry,
can't hit
an
anything.
11.
It's up in the air.
All right, here comes my second. That's probably going to miss, too. Even if it lasts, because that was a 13. Oh, wait, he's only got two attacks. Okay. So, Luca, figure out how long it lasts, but we're going to move on.
Well, it's definitely over now, so.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, so.
Well, you said it's over?
Yeah, the plus two.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Pretty sure it only lasts for one attack, but I'm just making sure.
Yeah, that's what we've said before, so double check us, let us know. So, number two, okay, is going to move up towards Elduin. And is going to go straight in line with you and is going to also multi-attack.
Can I roll for athletics to dodge, or is that...
No, not at this point. So it's a 10.
Yeah.
And a crit 20.
Ah.
Billy.
Yo, what's up?
See that?
I see it.
I lifted my dice tower directly above it.
Stop
I didn't.
Stop rolling your loaded 20 dice.
Loaded.
It's not my
loaded.
Fault that Dice Envy sent
loaded
it to me
burrito.
That way.
Loaded for all right. Bear.
Dice is loaded like a burrito.
who wants the honor of giving me the crit that's going to kill Elwood?
Ooh, I got
go
it.
Ahead and roll
no,
it.
No, oh, you're
while
never
they're
mind.
Doing that.
Billy's already
right.
got it.
If you wanted to read it.
47.
It says it's against their attack, but it doesn't specify like if it's one attack or the whole... Attack meaning the whole round. I don't know. It's really up to you.
You must decide to use this feature before the target rolls their attack, but once they've targeted you or an ally. So it's one.
One attack?
Yep.
Okay.
That's the way I read it, is one attack. Okay, so what was my this crit?
One. You know the age where you just kind of give up on being like, you know, pretending like you don't want to be old?
Okay.
Can you guess that age?
Whatever age 25. Steve Buscemi is.
Not quite, but it's 47.
47, okay.
I would have guessed 37.
I'm 25 and I feel old already sometimes.
21.
Okay, victimized. This is a critical hit. Opponent provokes an attack of opportunity, and I'll get an extra damage die on this.
Steven Y.
Hello, gosh, my fellow dang. High schoolers.
What is hip?
All right.
What is the hopping?
Steve Buscemi is
ooh, not terrible. Total of 8 bludgeoning damage as he smacks you. And I think a 15 is going to miss on the attack of opportunity that is brought on by the crit. Yes?
So I get the 8 damage.
8 damage. Okay. Yep.
And then you said 15?
It was a 15 against your AC.
Which is not going to hit.
All right. You luck out. So that was number 2. So number 3, he's going to skirt around his buddy real quick.
I thought it was this guy.
That was number 2. So number 3 is going to skirt around his buddy real quick and just give himself a little bit more open angle against Bulgrex. And he's going to multi-attack as well. 2 on the die. And a 14 total.
For who?
You,
Bulgrex. No.
Yeah.
Ching off the armor. Ching yeah. off the armor.
I know that much. Like, ladies and gentlemen, if we were recording this video wise, you'd see the disappointment on my face.
Is that all you got?
So that brings us to Luca.
Alright, so here's what I'm going to do. She's going to take out her scimitar.
Ooh, pulling out your hexblade.
Yeah. Okay. She'll say, look, I'm just here for Renwick. I don't care about you guys, I don't care what the deal is. And she's going to enact her Hexblade's curse against Helen Ray.
Okay. And so I'm cursed?
Yes. And all then... Right.
All heckins.
Hmm?
I said all heckins.
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
All of
here's the your, here's your honorary Hex card.
It looks like Stitch almost.
You have been Hexins.
It's Hex from Skylanders.
It does.
Anyways, all
I
right,
got
go
it
ahead.
At Toys R Us for 50 cents.
Nice. Okay.
Continuing, I will also cast Armor of Agathys on myself.
Okay, and remind me, what does Hex do? Something like disadvantage or all that good,
it,
goodness gracious?
It gives a bunch of stuff to me, nothing okay. to you.
All right, so look that up. Helen Ray is top of the initiative order, so you've got a couple people to go.
I know.
We're going down the order. So calm
I'm
down.
I'm just impatient.
So, Bulgrex is up next.
Yeah, yes. Let's see. It's a little crowded to use my glaive. Let's see. What do I want to use?
I'm looking through his arsenal.
What should I kill people with today?
Yeah, let's see here.
I can just see everyone standing around. Bulgrex is just looking at his stuff.
He's like patting down himself, like checking each weapon that he has, like.
And looking back at the enemy and just looking at his sword, looking at his enemy.
All right,
Bulgrex, what you got?
I am going to use my new shark sword, shark teeth sword, and my battle axe with that.
All right, so you're the D4, the orange and blue D4.
Yeah.
Who are you going after?
I'm
number.
Go after one who's tried punching me.
Okay, so number 3.
Yeah.
Okay. Go for it.
All right.
Roll an attack. It's 5 feet
that's
on the.
That's nat 20.
So oh, gross.
Ooh.
Go ahead and give me a crit. Give me a crit roll.
You got this.
77.
Ooh.
Sounds like a nice
gonna be
a
good one.
The
it's
higher they get, the better they are. Vertigo. Drop all items in hand. He doesn't hold items. Knock back 1d3 squares. He's in the corner.
He gets bumped in the wall.
Does that mean he gets environmental damage from bouncing
DC,
off the walls?
Hold on. DC 15 dexterity save, or he will be proned, and you're going to get double damage. He gets knocked prone.
Yay!
Max damage.
Okay, go ahead and roll it again. For a double.
Hey!
Ooh. Ooh. Oh, snap.
13, do I add the...
So, it's 8 plus 8 plus your modifier.
Okay, so 21 damage.
Holy moly, mother...
This guy's just
mother
a race from existence.
Fire on the deck.
let me just take that dice off the board. He dead.
So that's just one of the four attacks? And I'm going to turn to the other guy.
He did. All right. Number five would probably be the next closest one in that, you know, concept. Because I can't see you going from completely to your left side and swinging all the way around to the person on your right. So we'll just go to the next person 5 foot square over. Yeah. Go for it with your second of four.
So now I'm going to attack my battle axe. That's a 17.
That'll hit. That'll connect.
All right. Max damage again, 13.
Oh, vey. All right. So he's feeling it, but he's not down. He's not going down.
I am going to use my second attack, and I'm going to swing with him with my shark teeth sword.
Shark sword again. All right.
Sharky, stab.
That is a 14.
14?
Yep.
Connects.
Woo! And you did, boy.
Dude. Probably.
Yeah, that's going to be a 9.
9? Oh, he's still up.
Dang.
I'm in a 10. Yes. And one more swing on my battle axe.
All right.
Swing it.
That's a 25.
All right, now he goes down.
And intimidation to the other monks in the room.
I mean, they're trained for this kind of thing, so they're not really super intimidated by it.
Intimidation against the other monks.
not yet. I mean, sorry, man.
They're monks.
If you want that to be an action, you got to forego your double attacks.
I just made them bounce off the walls and die.
All right. You just made them wither away. Yeah.
So now, Mr. Impatient, Eldwin, it is your turn. And no, there's absolutely no room for archery at this point. It's like all point blank shots.
So I'm going to go ahead, whip out my short sword, and attack number two there on the table. And since he's elevated, correct?
No. Nobody is up on tables anymore. The tables were only in these two squares here.
Okay.
The very back, south side off to the west, the two
okay,
squares.
Okay, so I'm going to try to go ahead and cut along his right or left collarbone area. I'm going to try to slash that area for a 16 to hit.
That'll connect. Go ahead and give me a little damage. Keyword there, Eldwin. Little. Okay.
Itty bitty tiny weeny.
That is 7 damage.
All right, I can live with that.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead. I went at a diagonal line. I'm going to try to come up and go behind me now to number one. Would I be able to do that?
Sure, you can hit Luca.
Is that Luca? I apologize.
I'm number one.
Schmitty, yeah, the gray and blue D12. Yep.
Oh, gray and purple.
You can hit Luca. I'll let you do that.
Okay. I apologize. I was not paying attention.
And I'll give you a plus 20 on your damage output.
So I'll go ahead and come back up.
All right. With your second attack. Okay. Go for it. Give it a shot. Crit one.
Ooh. That's a nat 5 with plus 6. It's 11. So.
Unfortunately, is not going to be enough.
So it'll come up wide, and Elder One will just,
You leave yourself just a smidge open, but you're able to bring the sword back in just in time for the next attack round. So that is going to bring us to number four, which is this beautiful purple paladin D12. And
come on, little boy. That's not horrible. Scratch that.
All right, and that is going to be a 22 to hit.
Who are you hitting?
Balgrex.
Okay, you hit me. I'll give you that.
Yeah, you will.
All right, for 8 bludgeoning damage, and its second attack.
Nope.
for an 18 total.
That makes my AC.
That meets. All right, so that's going to be 7 bludgeoning damage. And that brings us round to monk number 5, who is incapacitated, taken out. He's down. So we're going to go back around top of initiative.
You mean, what, he's not to dead?
That's what incapacitated means in this sense. Come on, man.
I got you.
All right, so that brings us back around top of initiative order to Helen Ray. So, Randy, what is happening here with Helen Ray?
Oh, for my hex?
Yeah, for the hex. What's happening here?
Nothing. No adverse effects to you. Only bonuses for me.
Oh, okay. All right. Awesome. So I just roll like normal, huh?
Yeah. Oh.
Helen Ray is going to wind up, and she's getting ready to Superman punch you.
Okay.
How does an 18 sound?
That hits.
Okay. I got to pull up what her hit die is.
Is there any way of just, like, resaving her from getting Superman punched?
No, not really.
Dang
no.
It.
I think one of the subtypes, or like one of the fighter abilities, is the protection fighter or something.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. But you have to be like within 5 feet of them in order to put your shield out. Mm. So
human barrier.
So that's going to be 5 bludgeoning damage as she punches you square in the
face. She gave me 5 bludgeoning damage. She's going to take 10 cold damage as she punches my armor of Agathys.
Oh.
Oh, buddy.
All right.
You already called it.
Does she want to keep punching me?
Yeah, she's going to keep going.
Okay.
When did you get armor Agathys?
17.
That hits.
Okay. And that's going to be 7.
7? Okay, she takes another 10 damage from my armor of Agathys.
Cast really high.
Second level.
All right. And she's going to go again. Her third and final multi-attack. That is going to be 22 to connect.
Yep.
And 14 bludgeoning damage.
14. Oofta.
14.
How you looking, Luca?
Not good. I mean, I have a change of plans now that my health is so low.
How much you got left?
3. Maybe.
Okay.
Single digits.
Oh, all right, Caleb, that brings us to you. You got Helen Ray bashing on little Luca there.
You know what? I ain't happy about this.
All right.
And during this entire time, I wanna say I'm sorry, guys. I didn't go into frenzy this entire time. No, excuse me. Rage.
All right. Are you gonna attempt it? Are you gonna think about it?
Nah, I'll do rage.
Okay, go into rage.
Oh, what, plus
2
damage. There it is.
Yeah, plus 1 to roll attack, right?
No, it doesn't really add to your attack rolls. Mm. It just adds extra damage on the back end. And then you get advantage on strength checks and saving throws and other strength-based stuff.
Nice. 22 to hit.
Nice.
Okay, yep, that'll connect. Oh, gosh, with that plus 1 weapon, it's now a plus... Oh... That's so gross.
+3.
Yeah, you've 5. Essentially got a +3 weapon.
Mm-hmm. +3, plus your strength.
+3. Okay, so what's the total damage? 2 plus your strength plus your 3.
2 plus the strength plus the 3. Yeah, yeah. That's 9.
All right.
Nice.
Coming around for a second. We're coming back in.
How much health does she have? She's
dude, yeah, I hit her big time at the first one.
Oh, yeah. You guys have hit her pretty good.
Oh, yeah. No, that's like 23 to hit.
23? Yep, that's going to connect.
Alright, it rolled off, but it's not, it's flat. Not cracked.
It's flat.
Up.
Yep.
Alright, so 16 damage.
How's she looking?
How's she?
No. How's she looking? No, and she, yeah, no, not great. Not great. But she's hanging in there. She's hanging
serious?
In there. Yep.
He's, dang.
So that's going to bring us to the monks that are still alive.
Someone might be able to spit on her. And
one
to take
and
her out.
Two. So, Bullis, number one's going to attack you for a little bit here.
Bring it.
And how's 20 sound?
20 will hit.
Okay.
What are you going to do?
And that's going to be minimum damage of... Actually, yes, 4. It's three. Yep.
Oh, I
and in a rage, I think you have that, don't you? So you get 1. And second attack from number one. Ooh, yes. An 18 to connect.
Yeah, that hits.
Okay, yeah. And it's going to be 8 bludgeoning damage from this guy's fist.
Ow, oh my gosh, I'm so tickled.
And number two is going to go back at you, Eldwin.
Cool. Why not? I'm good.
Crit 20. Crit 20.
I got this one. I got this one.
Nah, yeah. It's crit.
Somebody give me a D100 roll. I'm half tempted to end on this.
69.
Hey!
Oh! 69.
Okay. All right. So, you're gonna take 4 bludgeoning damage.
Brain mouth.
And take another 3 bludgeoning damage as an immediate action on this guy's hit. It's called momentum. And for the final move of his multi attack. To 3 on the die, so you're safe this round.
Okay.
And that was number 2. So that is it for these monks for the moment. Randy.
Okay. Well, I'm not looking real hot right now. So what I'm gonna do.
I know, it's gross, right?
We're in such a small room, I can't move.
You're the smallest person in the room.
I am.
Come on.
I still take up 5 feet.
Bullets, you need to throw her.
I could.
Yeah.
I very well could.
Where's the doors at in this room? There.
Yep. They are over in the southeast corner at the 10-foot square, if from south to north, you're counting 5, 10, 15, 20.
So you need to walk past, like, 2 people and then over 2 dead bodies.
This one right here?
Yes. I know, such wonderful map, you know, talk. What you got, Randy?
Well, there's no other... Where are the places that the other monks came out of?
They all came in the door.
Oh, okay, so there's only one entrance
and exit. There's only one entrance, one exit.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. I am going to cast darkness.
Oh no.
On Eldwin.
Okay.
Actually, hang on.
That would be
I'm 12.
Yeah, that's me. That's
me. That'd be 7-foot radius.
Takes up a 15-foot radius sphere.
15-foot radius sphere?
Yeah.
That would encompass the entire room.
Yes. So, I cast darkness.
Okay.
On basically the entire room because it's so small.
All right. So, what happens?
It is magical darkness, so even if you have dark vision, you can't see.
Mm. What?
Yes.
And okay.
And
I do not like this.
Yeah.
She's like a squid. She got scared and just went.
All right.
And I will. Walk away. And because no one can see me.
Does a 24 hit?
they can't get an opportunity attack blind if they sight. Can't see. Blind sight. Yes.
All right. So go ahead.
Just I rolled blind. Trying to sneak away. I hand reaches through the smoke.
When you try to walk away from an argument 8 from your mom.
Bludgeoning damage.
Poop. All right. Yeah, I'm down. Which means the darkness goes away too, because it's concentration. Ooh, well, that was worthless.
You. All right. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we will have to see you next week. We have run out of time.
No, Luca.
In the middle of a round.
Luca's gone.
Elderman tries to hide his pain.
I tried to save you. I tried.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much for joining us yet again for another episode of Name Pending. And please, please, please remember, send in your submissions for hashtag NP Name Contest 2019.
I'm
go out
you.
And make a positive difference out there, y'all.
Bosscast, I'm telling you. Mod bros.
Mod bros.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah, mod bros.
Hey.
Did you get a 13 also?
Darner jersey.
At the Brooklyn Pizza.
Hey, shut up.
Gotta get the Brooklyn Pizza. Do you have coffee?
What do you want?
Hey, do you
I
have
want a
coffee?
Brooklyn Pizza, please.
I need you to give me some coffee, okay? I need that coffee.
Coffee. You got some coffee.
You gotta give me that coffee.
You don't have coffee? What's
coffee?
The matter with you?
Hey, what's the matter with you?
What's the matter with you?
What's the matter with you?
What's the matter?
You're gonna
do
give me that pizza.
Hey, boo. Literally, anyone who's listening to this can hear our hands going up and down right
totally.
Now.
It's how they speak in sign language.
Okay. So, all right, and cut to here. Because that's extremely racist. I mean, I don't know. If
it's so now racist, you gotta cut again.
I know, right? Okay. Anyways, 3, 2. But because you guys have such excellent...
Hit sand.
We Michael Phelps it onto land.
Row! Row back in the water.
We make mud troughs through there.
Man, watch out. This land. Row! Row!
All right.
Back in the water.
Let's go.
So I've just been kind of looking at everything. I haven't really been doing anything. Like, we walked in this... pretty valley with Monk Monster. Yeah, I'm just looking around, walking the building, just looking around. And Lucas said that mean thing, and I'm just gonna ignore her.
Hey, I mean it. No one likes Simular here. I'm gonna use 2 Majesty points.
I don't know how I can cover it up.
Is there like a tablecloth or something? I don't know.
There's no tablecloth, but there does happen to be a very oversized set of blue jean overalls lying in the corner.
No, that's a dead giveaway. No. Here, wear my tent. Just wear it. Don't ask any questions.